Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lyman Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's efforts to straighten out Abner's misunderstanding with Elizabeth only served to make things worse. His phone call to tell Elizabeth that Abner was not going on a fishing trip was received by Sister Simpson, who misinterpreted it to mean that Abner had only told his wife he was going fishing in order to cover up some suspicious plans he'd formulated. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum back in the feed room working on greeting cards, while Abner is in the Jot 'em Down store telling his troubles to Grandpappy Spears. Listen.
Well, I don't know, Grandpap. I just can't understand it. All I know is that yesterday we was going fishing.
Who are you? You and Elizabeth?
No, me and Lum. Or leastways, I thought we was. And Lum said something about paddling his own canoe, and I figured he meant he wanted to go fishing.
Natural.
So I called up the place and said I wouldn't be home for supper on account of going fishing. And then I went over to Dick Huddleston's to get some tackle and stuff. And when I got back to the store, why, Elizabeth called up.
And told you not to go fishing, huh?
No. She was all upset because she heard I weren't going. It seems that Sister Simpson gave her some story about me just saying I was going fishing, but that actually I was going to do something else.
Oh, something else?
Yeah, something that I never wanted Elizabeth to know about.
Oh, you mean like you going over to see some other woman or something like that?
I reckon that's what she figured.
Oh, sassy phrase. What woman would ever give you a second look, Abner? Or a first look, as that goes?
Well, that's what I tried to tell Elizabeth, but again, a woman gets to crying and feeling sorrowful for herself, why, there just ain't no reasoning with her.
No, you're right, Abner, there ain't. Where'd Sister Simpson get this idea in her head?
Well, she was over visiting Elizabeth yesterday afternoon, and she claimed she answered the phone and a man's voice told her that I weren't actually going fishing.
A man's voice?
Yeah.
Didn't she know who it was?
She claims not.
Well, I can understand that. She never gives a feller enough time to get three words in edgeways so she can recognize who she is talking to.
Yeah, Dad, blame it all anyway.
Well, what final happened? Did you or didn't you go fishing?
Why, no, I never went. I went right home, tried to cheer Elizabeth up and explain things to her, but it seemed like the more I tried to explain, why, the worse things got.
Oh, no. Talking ain't no use at a time like this.
No.
But what you got to do is get Elizabeth a nice present of some kind.
Present?
Yeah, that's what I always used to do with Charity again. She'd get upset over some little old no-count something.
Well, what kind of presents you reckon I ought to give her?
Oh, I don't know. Something she likes. Let's see, what would be good?
I don't know. I'll give her a chopping axe and a cook stove for Christmas. Give her some new plow handle this spring.
Wait a minute. She likes cats, don't she?
Cats?
Yeah, little kittens.
Oh.
I know where you can get one. It's as cute as a cub bear.
Well, yeah, Elizabeth just loves cats. I won't never let her keep them around the place, so I don't care for them myself.
Well, in that case, that's exactly the thing for you to get her, then.
How?
That'll show right there how much you think, Elizabeth. Here you are, giving her something you never would let her have before.
Hi, Doggy, that's right, ain't it? Yes, sir, I believe you got a idea there, Grandpa. That'd more likely just tickle her to death.
Why, of course it would.
Well, whereabouts did you say I could get a little kitten?
Over to Master's.
Oh.
It's a little black one with a white spot on its forehead.
Well,
it is anything. Call it Annabelle, I believe.
Annabelle?
Yeah.
Well, do you reckon that Grandma Master's will sell it to me?
Oh, she'll give it to you. She wants to get shut of it.
She does, huh?
Yeah, she's got more cats over and she can take care of anyway.
Well?
If I was you, I'd go right over and get it, Abner.
All right, Doggy, that's just what I'm going to do right now. Yes, sir. Say, would you sort of watch the store for me for a few minutes, Grandpa?
Well, I've got to be getting over to the place, Abner.
Well, now, here, you got to help me with this. Now, I won't be gone but just a little bit. I'll hurry. Hey,
hurry up, then.
Yeah, I will. Lum's back there in the feed room. If you need him for anything, he's working on his greeting cards back there.
Yeah, all right, Abner.
And get the phone there. That's our ring, I believe. I'll be back quicker than I can.
Yeah, all right. Hello, Jot 'em Down Store and Library. Milford Spears on the phone here. No, I said this was Milford Spears. Lum's back in the feed room, and Abner's went over to get Annabelle. Mom? Annabelle ain't a who, it's a dog, I mean a cat. Why, it is, too. Now, listen here, I know a cat when I see one. Wait a minute, who am I talking to here? Sister Simpson. Well, why'd you say so? Goodbye. Mary Jimmy, that's one woman I refuse to talk to on the telephone. Hey, Lum. Lum, come here.
Yeah, what is it, Granddad?
I wish you'd watch the store. I got to get on over the place. Charity's waiting for me. I order went a long time ago.
Well, run along, Grandpap. You don't need to stay here. Abner can take care of it. Or wait a minute. Whereabouts is Abner at?
Oh, he went over to the master's place for a minute. He'll be back directly.
Oh, well, you can go on home if you want to. I'll keep an eye on everything.
Yeah. All right, then, Mom. I'll see you later. So long.
Yeah, so long, Grandpap. See you later.
Hello, Jot'em Down Store and Library. L. Edwards, president of the Edwards and Gray Publishing Company. Greeting cards for every occasion speaking. Mom? Oh, Sister Sampson. I granted you're just the one I want to talk to. What was the idea of telling Elizabeth that Abner was... Well, give me a chance to talk. Listen, Sister Sampson, I was the one that called... Let me talk just a second, please. Huh? Cat named Annabelle. No, I ain't got one, and neither is Abner. Why? Then it must be a what? A woman? What are you talking about? Why, that's ridiculous.
Oh, hello, Long. Oh, excuse me.
Listen here, Sister Simpson. If you don't stop making up stories and making up... Listen. Well, I got to hang up. A customer just come in. Goodbye.
Well, I'm not a customer, Lum. I'm a partner in your publishing company.
Yeah, I know that, Mouse. Yeah, I just had to use that for excuse to hang up.
Yes, sir.
Granny, someday that woman's tongue's going to rattle itself clean out of her head, I believe.
Yes, sir. She even talks more than Gussie, I believe.
And the worst part of it is, with Sister Simpson, every time she opens her mouth, she gets somebody in trouble.
You mean Abner?
Yeah. Now she's got it to where he's going with a woman named Annabelle.
Annabelle?
Yeah, do you know anybody named Annabelle?
Yes, sir. Annabelle May Watts. I used to know her back in Iowa, Lum.
Well, I mean somebody around here with that name.
She was a pretty girl, Lum. That is, after you got used to her. She didn't have a very good personality, but she had nice broad shoulders.
Well, I ain't interested in what she looked like, Mousy.
She had sort of buck teeth, too, but you didn't notice them when she wasn't talking, and she hardly ever talked. You know, the last time I heard from Mama was... She said Annabelle had left town to join a softball team.
Well, that's nice, but that ain't helping us any. Or helping Abner, I mean.
Yes, sir.
Granny's with the way things stand twixt Abner and his woman, when Sister Simpson calls up Elizabeth and starts telling her this story about Annabelle, Abner might just as well move up in the mountains and hermit himself.
Well, will Sister Simpson tell Elizabeth about that?
Will she tell her? Well, she'll go over there and draw pictures of it. She'll shout it from the housetops. If she could drive a airplane, I granny, she'd go up in the air and write it with skywriting.
Oh, gee. Where could she have gotten such an idea, Long?
I don't know. With an imagination like that woman's got, there ain't no telling where... Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What's the matter, Long?
Grannies, I wonder if that could be it.
Wonder if what could be what?
Annabelle Kearney. She used to live in Pine Ridge a long time ago, and she was sort of sweet on Abner.
Yes.
That was long before ever he went with Elizabeth.
Well, did Abner like her?
No. Couldn't stand her hardly.
Uh-huh.
After Abner got married, she moved away to Oklahoma, but she comes back to Pine Ridge every 3 or 4 years for a visit.
Yes.
And I'll bound you, she's visiting here now, and Sister Simpson seen her on the street and knowed Abner was having trouble with his woman, put 2 and 2 together and got 79.
79?
Yeah, that's as close as that woman can get to anything.
Well, what do you think that we should do about it, Long?
Well, there's just one thing to do, and that's make Sister Simpson and Elizabeth think that me and Annabelle are in love with one another.
You?
Yes, sir. I'll do anything to get Abner out of this mix-up. I'll even go that far.
Yes, sir.
Ain't no one sacrifice that's too big for a feller to make for his best friend.
Oh, you're a brave man, Lum.
Thank you, Mousy.
Well, now, how do you go about making them think that you're in love with Annabelle, Lum?
Oh, well, that's easy. Now, here's what we'll do. Get out one of them greeting cards there, one that talks about love. One of them in the slush and mush department, as Grandpap calls them.
Yes, sir. Well, will one of these Valentines do here?
No. Use one of them cards we wrote up for a feller to use when he's sending his sweetheart some flowers.
Oh, yeah, those are dandies. I've got a new one right here in my pocket, too, Lum. I just wrote last night. I love you more than each little rose, more than any flower that grows. I love you more than the river that flows. I love you more than old man Mose.
Well, that last line don't sound quite right. Better cross that last line out.
Yes, sir.
Now, hand me one of them envelopes over there.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you'll hand me... wait a minute. I've got a pencil I can use. I'll write on here, to Annabelle Kearney.
Yes, sir. Here's the envelope, Mom.
There. Now, put the card inside, Mousie, and then I want you to take a walk.
A walk?
Yeah. Go over near the boarding house, and when you see Sister Simpson come out on the street, you walk past her and accidentally drop the envelope. And that's all we need to do.
Well, are you sure that she'll pick it up and read it, Long?
Oh, yeah. Let me see before you put it in there how it goes.
Yes, sir. I love you more than each little rose, more than any flower. Well, you started out, you signed it to Annabelle Kearney up here at the top, Long. To Annabelle Kearney, I love you more than each little rose, more than any flower that grows. I love you more than the river that flows. I love you more than old man Moe.
Well, you're supposed to cut out that last line.
Yes,
that's fine. I'll put her in there.
Yes, sir.
Now, don't worry, Mousie. This is one time I sure I know what I'm doing.
Yes, sir.
There ain't but about one feller I know of is smart enough to outwit a woman in things like this, and if I wasn't so modest, I'd mention my name.
Yes. By the way, Lum, you didn't sign your name to this card either.
Oh, well, that ain't no need to do that. I'm putting it in this jot-em-down story envelope. They'll know where it come from.